Talkman Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and happy Canada Day. Happy Canada Day to my fellow Canadians. All right, it's technically not until tomorrow, July 1st, but we're celebrating with a special Canadian podcast. Once again, my Canadian rock band podcast crew is back. Remember the Canadian rock show that we did about a year ago? This time we're talking about Canadian television, and it is weird. I got Brent Fitz, Todd Kearns from Slash and the Conspirators, Solo Cup, Red Solo Cup Jeff, Red Cup Jeff, and the most random of all cameos, Brian Slagle from Metal Bay Records, who's not Canadian, but he has a real affinity with Canada. We're going to talk about everything from Canadian-only music shows like Video Hits, hosted by Samantha Taylor, City Vision, hosted by Terry David Mulligan, or was it Terry Klassen? I can't remember. We'll figure it out. It ruined my music credibility in high school, by the way, City Vision did. The story's coming up. We're talking about Mr. Dress-Up, The Hilarious House of Frightenstein, The Land of Oz, The Littlest Hobo, Bizarre, which was like Canada's version of SNL, and of course, Degrassi Junior High, the famous Degrassi. And you know there's music stories in there too, including stories about Alanis Morissette, Kiss, meeting AC/DC, so much. Kearns, Fitz, Solo Cup Jeff, and Brian Slagle bringing to you the Canadian Television Inquisition. And I'm bringing it to you right here from Tokyo, Japan. I'm here with the WWE doing my last few shows for a while. We did this show in Singapore on Wednesday night, and now I got two more in Japan. One tonight, one tomorrow. I think it's Hideo Itami tonight, Finn Balor tomorrow. And man, I'm having such a great time. You forget, after not being around my brothers for a while, hanging out with Gallows and Anderson and Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe and Heath Slater, just having a great time over here in Japan, hanging out, putting on some great shows, being some good brothers. It's been a great, great time. It's actually my alarm, so I'm supposed to get up now, even though it's 1 p.m. Jet lag is a bitch, baby, but having a great time here in Japan. A couple more shows, then going back to the States. I got a crazy busy summer, lots of things to film, lots of things to do before we reconvene with Fozzy in September, and the album comes out, and we're going back on tour. We're going overseas. Lots of great stuff. Judas. It's at 6 million views. If it's not right now, it's about to be. 6 million views for Judas. Great, great time to be in Fozzy. It is a legit hit single, moving up the charts. Number 35 on Billboard. We have never had a Billboard top 40 hit before. We got one now. We're going to play it here on Talk is Jericho. This is Judas.
On the inside, you are innocence personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will drag.
By demons I fight.
man. Thank you so much for everybody who's listened to the song, who's bought the song, who kept it on the iTunes charts, still in the top 10 after 2 months, and who continues to watch the video and follows Fozzy. Thank you so much. And remember, if you live in the UK or Europe, we are coming to town in October and November. The Judas Rising European Tour have been announced. The 27th of October, Birmingham, 28 Dublin, 29 Belfast, 30 in Chester, England. The 1st Manchester, 2nd London, 3 Sheffield, 4 Glasgow, 5 Newcastle, 7 Amsterdam, 8 Aschaffenburg, Germany. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but I apologize. November 9th. In Switzerland, 9, Pratteln, Switzerland, 11, Roncade, Italy, 12, Rome, 13 is another date in Italy, 15, Munich, 16, Essen, 17, Hamburg, 18, Genk. It's going to be a great, great tour. And if you want to join us for VIP, one of the best VIPs you will ever experience of any rock and roll band, go to FozzyRock.com. The VIP experience is there. Pick up your package. You get to see a Fozzy concert, a mini concert in its entirety. Meet the band, hang out, do all the things that we love to do. So come check us out, FozzyRock.com, for all VIP information and ticket information. So before we get to the Canadian Television Inquisition, there might be a couple former TV hosts and child actors looking for gigs now. You're going to hear a lot of them when we talk about Canadian TV shows.
Talk is Jericho.
All right, so people have been waiting for this. It is the reunion of the Canadian Rock Show. I got Brent Fitz, I got Todd Kearns, I got Solo Cup Jeff, and of course myself, CJ, right here. And a special guest, Brian Slagle, just listening in. Not sure if he's familiar with the Canadiana of what we're going to be talking about.
SCTV, I'm in.
Oh, SCTV. Okay, give him the mic for 1 second, Kearnsy. Oh, here's your first question. And if you answer this correctly, you can stay. If not, you have to leave.
I got to get up in a few hours, so
is
I hope that's wrong.
Martin Short funny or not?
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
That's like the easiest question ever.
F yeah! No, you just so many people think that Martin Short is not funny.
Who are these people? They should be thrown in prison, really?
Trust me. People think Martin Short is not funny. It drives me crazy.
I must say.
What is it, Fitzy?
Aren't all the great comedians?
Ed Grimley.
I'm also Ed Grimley, right?
So we did the Canadian Rock Show podcast a few months ago. And it was I wasn't sure how it was going to do, but it was a gangbusters huge hit.
You've got some
300,000 downloads for our stupid conversation about Kick-Ax.
Wii Magazine.
As if this one's not going to be about Kick-Ax.
My favorite part was when Kearnsy went, okay, at this point, no one's listening anymore. And yet they did.
Apparently
they
I was
listen.
Wrong.
They love us. They love us. We're hits. So this is the reunion of the Canadian Cats right here. And here's we're going to start this because tonight we're in Vegas. And Fitzy, you went to the Kings game here in Vegas.
Yeah. Hockey in Vegas. That's what Canadians do.
So what do we think about hockey in Vegas?
I'm cool with it.
Anywhere is pretty rad. But
yeah. I'm cool with it because I live here.
But is it an actual thing? Well, is there going to be a team in Vegas?
Next year, of course. Like we're ready to go. Yeah.
Well, you're acting like still like nonchalant. Well, of course, whatever. Like, what's the name of the team?
We're waiting to find out. Maybe after this podcast airs.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Fitzes.
I bet you though, when this airs, we'll know what the team is.
But give me some name. Give me some suggestions.
Well, I mean, they keep saying Black Knights, but that's
Black Knights is the one that keeps saying.
They've already narrowed it down to three names, and it's not the Black Knights.
Well, let's hear them.
The two that I remember are the Gold Knights, the Silver Knights.
Yes, correct.
And there's one more.
Desert Knights.
It's either Desert Knights or Silver Knights
or Desert Plains.
From no Desert Plains, I bring you love. Why are those better than the Black Knights?
Well, allegedly, so there's two problems here. It should be the Las Vegas Knights. But the London Knights in Canada are
London,
the most
Ontario.
Valuable Canadian Hockey League team, and they
will
not.
That's kind of propaganda, but
I don't know. Well, nonetheless, they are so powerful that they will not allow the Las Vegas team to be named the Knights.
Are we serious about that?
I'm serious. That is correct.
You can't find one other thing to call it.
I know. Well, Bill Foley,
Bill Gamblers, Bill, chance, yeah, the Las Vegas slot machines.
Hey, I was trying for Neon Knights.
The Neon Knights.
Neon Knights. Well, Bill Foley, who owns the team, went to Army. So he's the Black Knights. So he wanted to call it the Black Knights, but then supposedly he had a change of heart because Army is the Black Knights. He didn't want to do it. But the company that owns the team is the Las Vegas Black Knights, or Las Vegas Black Knight LLC. Maybe they should be the Canadian Knights.
It should be.
Las Vegas
Canadian Knights. I like Neon Knights, though.
I like just Las Vegas Knights, like N-I-G-H-T-S.
Yes, that's what
Las Vegas Knights. That's what we should stay open.
But the London Knights will not allow that to happen.
And then we'll just change the words from Hollywood Knights by Bob Seger and ruin it.
She came along to the light of break of day.
Thank you,
Fitz. That's a good answer.
Songs we almost know the words to.
Hey, and Kick Axe used to play the Black Nightclub in Winnipeg back in the day.
Now, let's talk about our Black Knight story, because we're just jumping right into this. Okay. So I used to hang out at this place called Shortstop, close to my house in Winnipeg.
K-Bar.
So this guy's name was Bob. Geos. This guy's name was Bob, and this is not a joke.
I like where this is going.
Kearns, I love having you back. So his name was Bob, and this place was called Shortstop. It was a convenience store. It was right down the street from my house. And Bob was probably about 20, but for us, he was 90. He was the wise old wizard.
Oh, cool.
And so Priest came to town, and some Heads Are Gonna Roll tour, Defenders of the Faith tour.
Yeah.
Who was the opening band on that, Fitz?
Great White.
Thank you.
Stick It.
Stick It!
Exactly.
Out on the road and I'm rocking!
We all saw that.
We went to play our games, video games, and Bob said, "Oh wow, blah blah blah." No, we went to Judas Priest. Oh really? You went to Judas Priest last night? Did you guys? I have this story to tell you. What's the story? My friend was at the Black Knight, which was the bar close to the airport where apparently Priest was staying, and told us that he saw Rob Halford making out with a guy at the Black Knight, and this is 1984.
Sure.
And that was like saying that your mom was like a slut.
Right.
You're like, you are lying. And he's like, dude, I'm not lying. My friend told me he saw Rob Halford making out with a guy in the Black Knight. And I was like, no, that's impossible. Rob Halford is the king of rock. He can never do this. So the Black Knight was where, did you ever hear this story about the Black Knight, Fitzy?
Well, I've seen the photos.
What?
Well, there's a photo of the Kick Axe guys with Halford on that tour they did together.
Oh, Kick Axe and Judas Priest.
Yeah.
It always goes back
just
to Kick Axe.
Just Halford with the guys. With
okay.
One of the
Guilford So was
brothers.
He making out with Victor Large or something?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Okay.
But is that really a story? Like, so
I don't know. But the point is, it's like
that's
at the time,
large.
Whenever I hear the Black Knight, I always think like Rob Halford making out with a guy, which you could not believe. And then you look back on it, it's like, of course he was making out with a guy.
Is
of course.
It's really the root of all our fantasies right there. Yeah, it really explains everything. No one can hear this, but we're all naked.
Even Brian.
You can't hear the word.
Even Brian.
No, Brian's got talking about hockey.
Brian's got a business to run. He gets this. But the Black Knight to me was always like that mythical place. I never went to the Black Knight, knew nothing about it, other than the fact that apparently Halford made out with a guy at the Black Knight.
See, that's a new story to me. So
you never heard this
before. Wouldn't you love to know who the other dude was? Though that'd be the most interesting thing. Yeah.
Well, it was me.
So which is a bit creepy because you were 15.
Not even. Yeah. 14. We used to go. So let me ask you guys this. So we went to what's the place by the Viscount Gort? There was a hotel there, and we would go to hang out and wait to meet Judas Priest at this hotel that was by the Viscount Gort. Did you guys used to go wait by hotels to meet bands?
Airport. Always. I would always go to the airport.
To wait at the actual airport?
Yeah, I met AC/DC, Who Made Who tour.
Shut up! At the airport when they came off the plane?
Winnipeg Airport. They walked right by my friend Brad Bailey and I.
Brad Bailey! Shout out to Brad Bailey.
And, oh yeah, absolutely.
So, who did you see?
I talked to Angus, I talked to Brian, I talked to Malcolm. Oh, other bands?
Hold on. No, hold on a second.
That's
I'm
going to
throw a flag on the plane. you talked to Angus?
Yeah.
What'd you say to him?
We just walked through, and they were. It wasn't that like they just came down. You know, it's like a small airport.
Right.
It wasn't
you want
like,
to go make out at the Black Knight?
The thing was, we were the only people that knew who they were in the airport. It's Winnipeg,
really? Yeah,
our small town. You know, people could walk.
Different world back then.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
So, did you remember actually saying hi to Angus?
There was a limo up front, and we brought our little albums over to them, and they signed them. They went in the car, and they signed our albums. You know, like sticking their hands out of the limo. But we hung out. There's photos to prove.
There's photos to prove it.
So crazy.
Do you remember that Cliff Williams had a dink bass?
What?
A dink bass.
Like shaped like?
No. Oh, here's the thing, okay?
This is a Black Knight thing?
This is the most homoerotic conversation.
No, it's not. This is a true story. So I remember I bought the Who Made Who tour program.
Right.
1986. Who was the opening band for that?
Queensryche.
I love you guys.
Who were
my best
friend? Who opened
right
with New Regal? Because they were on that whole.
They were on. They had
Lestat themed.
Yes, with
album.
The Lestat and the.
Regal.
What'd you say?
Noah
Regal. We're from Canada. It's the New Regal. Eh?
Yeah, exactly.
So they had like the fancy coiffed hair. Mm-hmm.
It was just like what was that era called?
Rage for Order.
Yeah. When they did the. Lisa Dalbello, Canadian.
Nice.
Gonna get close to you.
Lisa
Dalbello.
That was a
killer version, dude.
She had a huge hit. Yeah. A bunch of hits in Canada.
And the Queensryche version's really close to the
The Lisa Dalbello. Was ever a hit on that record?
They made a video for it.
I thought The Whisper was the hit for that.
Queensryche?
Lynn Lake.
Yeah.
I remember.
You guys like Queensryche?
Okay.
How about Inxus?
And ZZ Top.
ZZ
dead, baby. So I bought the program for Who Made Who, okay? And if you look through it, back in those days, and this was a big thing in the 80s, was the band programs.
Yeah, for real.
And you would buy it, and you would open it up, and there was like a big picture of Angus playing guitar.
Yeah.
Big picture of Malcolm. Big picture of Brian Johnson. And then a big picture of Cliff Williams, and he's sitting there. He had super blonde dyed hair, same hair that he has now, but it was dyed blonde.
Yeah, right.
And he had a bass. And the frets on the bass, and Kernsey, you're a bass player, so you would know what frets are.
It might be like my dink bass, but go on.
The frets on the bass were a cock and balls. And I'm not joking. I could Google it right now.
They were cotton balls?
Yeah, cock.
Oh, cock and balls. I'm sorry.
Carry on.
I'll show myself out. So it was 3, 5, 7. We know we're all bass players here. Well, you and I are.
And he had a cock and balls on it.
Yes. So 3 was a cock and balls. 5 was a cock and balls. 7 was a cock and balls. And I remember telling my friend, yeah, Cliff Williams has a dink bass. And his reaction was the same as your guys. Just, what? He doesn't have a dink bass. And dude, I'm telling you.
He was making out with Rob Halford.
He has a dink bass. And lo and behold, we go to the show. And we see, I'm like, dude, look at that right there. Take your binoculars, because we all had binoculars back in the day. Zoom in on the bass, and you'll see the ding frets. And I was proven right.
And you've seen this in, like, you've Googled this since then?
Well, he had the tour program.
Are you still
the tour program.
You're still denying me.
I would listen,
when this show is done, go Google it, and you will find the Cliff Williams ding bass.
I just want to see Cliff's cock and balls.
On his bass.
Let's Google it now while we're all naked.
Just to clarify. Dink is only a word in Canada.
Is that true?
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I think it probably is. It's probably only a prairie word.
They don't know. Like, you can ask any Brian.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You don't know what a dink is?
No, so never heard of it.
Exactly.
Now,
I just Googled Cliff Williams dink bass and nothing came up.
And this is the last time you will Google
just
that.
Just clarify.
So, Brian, you're from SoCal, right?
He Googled that.
Yes, sir. Los Angeles.
So you're not familiar with the term dink?
No.
Dink would be a peni.
Oh, okay.
A wiener,
I figured that out.
A horn.
After,
a dangler.
After you mentioned what it was.
The cock and balls cut through there.
Your hammer.
Okay.
I Googled.
No, I understand.
Listen,
now.
I'm going to find the dink bass and send it to you, Mr. Brian Slagle.
I'm still looking for it, but
okay,
I'm
keep
using
Googling.
Dick bass now.
No,
dick
look for cock and balls bass. Maybe that would help better.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, so the last time we were here.
Time.
We had a huge successful podcast about Canadian rock show, but we haven't not even delved into the Canadian Canadiana. Basically, did you find something?
It's a fish.
Okay. What? Is that it?
No, it's not. It's a fish base. It's not
Cliff
a
Williams?
Dick base. It's a fish base. Okay, so you grew up in Lynn Lake. We've got three Canadians.
And Lanigan, Saskatchewan.
Lanigan. Sorry, I keep saying Lynn Lake. I'm sorry.
I did live in Lynn Lake as well. You read my book.
I listened to your interview with Sally Steele.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She'd be like, what's Lynn Lake?
Okay, so here's the thing. So we talked about rock and roll. Let's talk about the TV shows that led us to rock and roll, or the TV shows that we watched.
Canadian TV shows.
Strictly Canadian TV shows.
Okay.
So when I think about rock and roll in Canada, in Winnipeg, it was What was it with Terry? Not Terry David Mulligan. Was
Good Rockin' Tonight. Tonight.
Yeah, Good Rockin' Tonight with Terry David Mulligan.
It was like a late night kind of. What time was it on? I felt like it was late.
It was Friday nights at like 11:30 or something.
Was it that late?
It was like a music video program back because we didn't have MTV really.
Right. No, so Terry David
music wasn't around.
Or as he called himself, TDM.
TDM.
So
who was a mounted police in Regina?
He
was an RCMP in Regina.
Terry David Mulligan was an RCMP?
Yeah, for real.
And then moved to Vancouver and became a video jock?
I think he got into like radio and TV in Saskatchewan and then he caught on. And he's in crazy shit, dude. He's in like The Accused with Jodie Foster. I swear to God.
TDM is not in The Accused with Jodie Foster.
I'll bet you $50 right now. He is the cop. He's the cop in that movie. And he's in tons of TV shows. If you go back and watch old 21 Jump Streets, he appears like four times as different characters.
Was that filmed in Vancouver?
Yeah, The Accused.
Wow.
And you know who else is in that? You remember the drummer for Hardcore Logo? You guys remember that movie, Hardcore Logo?
Oh, yeah.
Great Canadian film.
Yeah.
The drummer, pipe fitter, I can't remember the actor's name. He is one of the kids in...
So he was he was not really a drummer. He was an actor.
He's an actor.
Because we're talking about Hugh from Headstones.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, that's a great movie, actually. It's one of those ones I always recommend for friends. And they often always think, is that a real band? That's like even more convincing.
And that was directed by Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall.
Bruce McDonald.
Different.
Hey, and Billy Talent got their name from the movie.
Billy Talent.
That was the name of the band.
The guitar player's name was Billy Talent.
So here's my biggest memory about TDM, Terry David Mulligan. He was interviewing Motley Crue, and this is like 1984.
Okay.
And he asks the guys, he asks Nikki Sixx in particular, so what's important to you? And Nikki's like, well, what do you mean, TDM? He's like, he goes, girls. And I remember Nikki just chewing this giant wad of gum. Oh, yeah, we love girls. rock and roll. Oh, yeah, we love rock and roll. And then TDM goes, food.
Wow.
Think
outside
like,
the box.
I guess. He's like, is food important to you? You rock and roll lunatic.
Like Too Fast for Love.
Motley Crue. Oh, this is like early Shout at the Devil.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like they're high on heroin.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So is it rock and roll? Yeah.
So food really isn't that important.
Food is like we don't even know what food is, right?
Do you remember who replaced Terry David Mulligan?
No.
Stu Jeffries from Z99 in Regina.
See another Regina.
Not Z99. Z99.
So explain the difference between Z and Z.
Well, Z is actually technically in England. They still say Z.
So Z and is an Canada. English thing?
Yeah, it's weird.
And Z is the American thing.
I guess. Yeah, I don't really actually know the ins and outs of it. But when we were in England once, I go, do you say Z or Z? And they said Z. And I was like, oh, there you go. And I looked around. No one cared.
Similar to right now.
That's true because there was a new wave of British heavy metal band called A to Z.
What?
We called them A to Z in America. I went to England and I said, you have an A to Z album? And they looked at me like, what? And then eventually somebody said, you mean A to Z? I go, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have it here.
Because Slagle knows about the new wave of British heavy metal.
Yeah,
he's like, him and Lars are like the kings of the new wave of British heavy metal. The most obscure new wave of British heavy metal band that you like.
Most obscure?
Yeah.
Saxon.
No, that's not obscure,
that's not
though.
Obscure. It's obscure to
everyone loves Sapsky.
Band called Mithra. They had one EP out that was really good.
Mithra?
Yeah.
That's not to be confused with Mothra by Anvil.
Correct. No, Mothra.
M-Y-T-H-R-A. Mothra.
Awesome.
Google that right now.
Right now. Chrissy, Google it. So we've got TDM, but the best one was in Winnipeg, Terry Klassen.
Terry, well, that was an offshoot from a very famous radio station we had in Winnipeg.
Because City FM?
City FM was sort of like the architect of a lot of DJs that came from Winnipeg that moved on to bigger things.
Okay.
So Terry Klassen was the original host, and JJ. Remember there's a guy named JJ?
Yeah.
That's the first... Okay, so this radio station, City FM, had a TV show playing videos.
City Vision.
It's the first place I saw the Looks That Kill video.
Wow.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
I literally was, you know, watching it, and that the second I saw Tommy Lee spinning his sticks, it was like, holy shit.
Because it was different then. You couldn't just go on YouTube and watch a video or whatever.
No.
You had to wait. Like, we would wait.
For real.
By the TV, and like, oh my gosh, please. Okay, City Vision's
and
on. You
sit through some bullshit.
Oh, dude. It's like Dal Bello, and like, here's like Zappa Costa, and here's like...
straight up Canadian action going on there.
Woo! Black cars look better in the shade. And just waiting. And then suddenly it would be like, oh my gosh. I remember I saw Kick-Ax in City Vision.
Yeah.
Who is this? "That's not what we're playing right now," whatever he said, the janitor, yeah, right? Yeah. So that was the thing.
That's Kickaxe.
Yeah, that's Kickaxe. So you would wait for these bands to come on and just be praying, and they would come on. So I remember one time we went to a career symposium, which is like a you have to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Those are things that I know you, Chris, you and I always went to and went, well, I already know what I want to do with my
right.
life.
Right. We want to rock.
But
want to make out with Rob Halford.
At the Black Knight. So I go to this career symposium, and Terry Klassen is there. And Klassen is super awesome Canadian name, Klassen. It's like really Mennonite. It's like kind of a Mennonite name.
It's kind of a prairie name.
Which is kind of German or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so Klassen.
Terry Klassen.
Terry Klassen. Terrence.
So he goes, so they show Bryan Adams' Run to You video, right? Mm-hmm. And they play it, and then it's done, and then there's like all of us kids just waiting, begging to get on TV. Please let us on TV. And so Terry Klassen comes back, and that was Bryan Adams' Run to You here on City Vision. And he has his microphone, and he looks right at me. And I'm wearing a blue down-filled...
He's still wearing this, by
winter jacket, right? And I'm wearing an Iron Maiden baseball shirt.
Oh, cool.
And I've got hair like a total bowl cut, a little bit of body to it.
Yes.
Yeah. This is actually in 1999. And he goes, "So, what do you think about Bryan Adams?" And puts the microphone right in my face.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "He's all right." like Bryan Adams, like, whatever. He's okay.
And then you lost your Canadian passport for that?
Dude. All the metal kids for about 3 months were like, "Oh, you like Bryan Adams. You think Bryan Adams is cool. You think Bryan Adams is all right." I didn't say he was cool. I said he was all right. Dude, I was shut down completely because of my appearance on City Vision with Terry Klassen. And
what were you supposed to say?
What do you say?
You're politically like standing there in front of a camera.
I know, in front of hundreds of people watching.
Exactly.
On online.
I'd be like saying something terrible about the Prime Minister or something.
Please say I don't like Trudeau.
Terry David Mulligan.
Sorry. So that was our thing. So tell us some more local TV or normal TV of Canadian.
Well, there was Video Hits as well. That was in the afternoon.
Oh, is that with Dan?
After school.
Dan
Gallagher.
Samantha Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And then she got replaced by
Stu Jeffries.
No,
Stu Jeffries was on there too.
Place.
Was he there too? Yeah, that was like
Stu Jeffries. Then it was the heavy set. What was
Dan Gallagher?
Dan Gallagher.
The base, the fat guy. Yeah. Dan Gallagher.
That was more hockey jerseys.
But Dan also had the Power Hour on.
Yeah.
Eventually, on Much Music.
He was a Much Music guy.
He was one of the hosts, which was, I mean, they had several hosts on the Power Hour.
The first time I played Toronto was Rock and Roll Heaven. In the Age of Electric, and Dan came, and we were like, "No way!" You know,
Dan Gallagher, God, it's Dan Gallagher.
He was like, totally cool to us, and like, "You guys are great." And we did the Video Hits thing years later. We appeared on Video Hits, and it was Dan Gallagher with special guest Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall, right?
Wow.
And, it was totally nuts. We were like, "What? Really?"
Yeah.
It was like, and Scott was like, had already done like Larry Sanders and stuff, so he was like next level.
So he was already like kind of like super like dry.
Oh,
because I did a show.
He had
with Scott.
No idea who we were. And was
right,
really
and not even trying to care about who
he didn't
you
care.
Are.
He's just asking like questions, like, you know, weird.
He like peacocks.
Yeah.
Well, I did a show with Scott Thompson, and the only thing he cared about was like he had to have a mustache.
That's hilarious.
I need a mustache. Okay, well, Scott, we have some spirit gum and a furry thing. With
right.
Mustache.
Yeah.
As long as I have a mustache. And then, like, did not know anything about the script.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, just did not give a shit, right?
Scott Thompson is way through it.
Yeah, Scott Thompson is way through it. So it was Video Hits. And the other thing that was cool about it was Much Music. Because everyone's talking about MTV in that time frame. We never had that.
No, not at all.
In fact, not even know.
Somebody would have some kind of crazy.
Hey, we
got
to back up.
Situation.
We have to back up.
We had the
okay. Back
families.
Up, Fitzy. Back up.
Oh, he's gonna back it up.
Back it up.
Rewind.
Before all these shows.
Rewind.
The New Music. Was a TV show.
Good call.
What was it called?
New Music.
The New Music. Out of Toronto.
That's before Much Music. Guys.
That was what's her name? She also did fashion TV.
Yeah, she ended up being, I think, the head of Much Music.
Who? Not Eric
Denise Donlin.
Yes,
Denise Donlin.
Wow.
And John.
Come on, this is the most important.
John Roberts?
Yes.
Who now, by the way, can I just say one thing about John Roberts? J.D. Roberts.
Yeah, it was J.D. Roberts originally.
Who is now a on-the-spot reporter for CNN named John Roberts.
Yeah.
And he's like, if they're like Hurricane Matthew, he's like standing like on the pier where the wind is blowing. This is the reporter, John Roberts, and I might die, but I'm just trying to do this for you. And I'm like, dude, you're J.D. Roberts.
And he's still super handsome and stuff.
He was so handsome.
He's dreamy.
He looked like Rick Springfield or something.
He did with a mullet, though.
Then. Yeah, for real.
He had the best mullet thing. Yeah. So it was the new music.
That was pre-Much Music. But that was a – I remember
that
seeing
was,
like
music.
Him interviewing AC/DC.
AC/DC at Rock and Rio when they were the hugest.
Yes.
When Fly on the Wall, they're like – they're showing over.
They Fly on the Wall was not the hugest.
No, no, but –
but they, playing Rock and the Rio was huge.
Right.
Yeah. That,
85.
That's what they
it was
flew
AC/DC.
Down to Rio?
Yeah. Huh?
They flew JD down to Rio to Oh wow. Yeah.
They were he was
who's got
he
the
was
budget?
It? I have it on my VHS.
Dude, you know what? Lowry and I have done this at his house not long ago.
Yeah.
Cuz I still have, and you mentioned City Vision, I have some old VHS tapes full of those Terry Clawson hosted shows.
Clawson.
It's crazy. But we've gone to Lowry's house like a couple idiots on a Friday night.
Red Cup
and we go and put the VHS tapes in and watch all these shows for real.
Never use my real.
Is it mostly Canadian content or
well, it's all stuff
we had. That's all we recorded.
Really? You didn't record like metal, like just like straight up like.
No, whatever. You know what else? Not to divert off the Canadian one, but there was that what was that Friday Night Videos show?
Yep.
Yeah. Friday
Night Videos.
That's the first time I saw Kiss without their makeup on.
Yes,
that was on MTV.
I saw it on Friday Night Videos. I saw Lick It Up.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
Headline hosting. Friday night, we would be like sitting in front
of Ozzy and Dr. Ruth are hosting?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
We have this.
There was a lot of Canadian shows that no one in the States knows about. Because when we grew up in Winnipeg, there's three basic channels. Yeah. CBC, CTV.
CTV.
CKND.
CKND.
CKY.
Is that like more of a like...
CKY.
Is that more of like a Winnipeg thing or...
We grew up in Winnipeg, so it could be.
Well,
yeah.
Sorry. All we didn't sorry. Like you.
They weren't in Lanigan.
Well, I had CICC and CKOS TV from Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
From Yorkton! You had two.
That's the place, dude. You'd be sitting there, no way, the Flintstones are on. You'd sit there and watch, like, it felt like it was like 5 minutes of anything. That's the Flintstones every day at noon on CK. You'd be like, it got me again. I watched
they
half
would show like an extended promo, right?
They just like, you know, like one of those stations is like, I don't know, just put that on and then say it's going to be on at noon. Like, damn it.
Talk is Jericho.
So what was your favorite Canadian TV show? Because when we grew up, there was the CRTC, which is the Canadian
Well, what
content.
Are the younger, like when you were younger, what are the ones you remember? Like the children's shows, when you think about, like Mr. Dress Up?
Mr. Dress Up! Oh my gosh.
Friendly
which
Giant.
Which is kind of like...
Chrissy likes it.
Mr. Dress Up is kind of like the Canadian Mr. Rogers.
Right. Yeah. He had glasses, and he had puppets.
His real name was... Yeah.
Casey Finnegan.
You know, it was a real trip on this, and I thought about this the other day, because we talked about this, and I started thinking about that show, and I thought to myself... Casey could talk, but he didn't move. His mouth didn't move. He'd be like, oh, yeah, for real. I don't think he said for real.
He kind of.
And then Finnegan couldn't talk, but his mouth could move.
Right.
I was like, you should
Casey
switch that
kinda
up.
Casey kind of had like a Rick Emmett like bowl cut.
Yeah. He looked like a ginger cat.
He looked like Ahoff.
Yeah.
So Casey and Finnegan.
Finnegan was a dog.
Casey was the boy.
Yeah.
And Finnegan was the dog, right? And Mr. Dress Up was a guy with
whose real name was Ernie Coombe.
How do you know that?
I don't know why I know that.
And these are like...
Thank you, Chrissy.
Mr. Dress Up had glasses, and he was like this children's host who would... I'm going to put on my make-believe coat.
Where did he take his coats out of? He always had costumes in...
In a box in the...
The tickle trunk. Yeah. We laid them out. It's done. Good night, everybody.
Sally Steele.
I'll show myself out. The tickle trunk.
I swear to God, it was
okay, let's
trunk.
Talk about the ramifications.
And he would pull out a costume, and then him and sometimes there was somebody else would come over, and they'd like do some kind of
there was a lot
play.
Of weird people there.
There was a lot of crazy people.
We also had the Friendly Giant. That was
Friendly
not just a dress
Friendly
up.
Giant was awesome.
That was a different guy, right?
What was the giraffe, Jerome, or something?
Dude, Friendly Giant was creepy, man.
But his boy was Rusty.
Rusty. What was Rusty? He was in like
Rusty
a pouch.
Was a rooster. He was a puppet.
His boy.
It was his Paul Schaefer.
So we had the Friendly Giants.
But the Friendly Giant was like a jam show. Like, he would just be like this, hey, dude, and then we got some raccoons and cats and we're going to play some shit. And they would just like,
you'd always play like, jam. And he would always get on the harp, like, oh, Jack,
the flute or like recorder.
He would get on.
And they used to move the furniture?
Yes!
At the start of the show?
They would have like a giant dollhouse and they would move the furniture. Like, you're going to sit here and you're going to sit. And there was like a weird whistling going on.
And one for two to curl up in or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a double. Like, you meet me and you, Currency, could curl up.
Curl up with the giant.
What are you? with the, he's playing like a mouth harp, like Midnight Rambler.
And then the cat and the raccoon come in. And
here's the thing. Like, we are really crazy weirdos in Canada because there was those guys and then there was Vignettes. You remember Vignettes?
Yeah, yeah. Those are like the little... Yeah, like clips they play.
Like. Well, Vignette is actually like a little trailer, a little short. Yeah. And there was like nature vignette. So they would show like, here's a vignette.
It was like a Hinterlands who's who.
Hinterland.
The Spotted Owl. Some bullshit like that.
This is the shit we used to watch.
So Canadian.
You just sit there like waiting for your show to start. Like, yeah. What's Gilligan's Island going to be on?
Hinterlands who's who.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then it was like
Suzuki and
David Suzuki. The nature of things.
Nature.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Nature of things. That's
David Suzuki and Nature can suck my wiener. I hate that guy.
It was
like a weird kind of half Japanese, half Canadian cat. And he was like
a scientist, essentially.
he was a scientist, was he?
Yeah,
what
would
he do? What would he do?
I don't know, but he's going to fight you.
He would.
This weekend, Chris Jericho versus David Suzuki.
Oh, listen, Suzuki. I will take you on anytime, any place, anywhere. So Suzuki was like kind of a half Japanese, half Canadian cat. And he would always tell you, it's like the nature of things with David Suzuki. And he'd be like, today we're going to look at a stream and there's rocks in the stream. And there's pebbles and the stream.
Yeah, it was super scientific stuff.
Right, very scientific
and nature-y stuff. Stuff.
Nature-y type stuff. Right, exactly. Which would not be confused
but
with
the other children's shows. Because I talked about this with a few friends, like the Polka Dot Door was a Canadian one too.
Yeah. Hey, what friends did you talk about this with besides us?
Just me and the ones in my head.
are you doing another podcast?
You
shut
up. No, you shut up. It was the other podcast I did earlier about Canadian.
Damn, Sally Steele, she got us again.
Sally Steele.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know.
The Hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Come on. That could be...
From Hamilton, Ontario.
And you know what?
Was it?
That was in the States, too.
Vincent Price?
Brian, did you ever see that show?
Was Vincent Price really involved in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, dude, he totally was.
What?
I remember that now.
Yeah. Was doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
He was
outdoors banging chicks. We were inside watching.
Watching. But the cool thing about Hilarious House of Frankenstein, it was one guy, essentially.
Yeah. Billy Van.
Billy Van. And he played the librarian. He played the Wolfman. He played...
The Oracle.
The Oracle. He played Griselda,
the Count. Ghastly Gourmet.
Ghastly Gourmet.
He played the Count.
Yeah. The Count. Yeah.
That's
the show. Just the other day, Fitz and I were talking about... You know, the first time we were doing this thing and we were talking about the first song you ever heard. And I said, I heard Jumpin' Jack Flash as played by the Wolfman on that
what?
Show. He was supposed to be a play of the Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman DJ. Jack, right.
I am the Wolfman. And then they'd play a song like, I don't know, Magic Carpet Ride or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they would dance and it would be like, but they would play like real stuff. Like, and they played... Jumpin' Jack Flash,
and he would dance with like this weird psychedelic keyboard stuff in the back.
The other guy was this big dude who was painted green.
Green, yeah.
Igor and Dr. Petvet. That was the other
Dr. Petvet.
And here's the thing: so Billy Van was the actor,
yeah.
And all of us, and then Slayer, you're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Everybody's saying that right now.
For us in Canada,
just woke
and
up.
Listen, the only reason why we're doing this is because our last Canadian podcast was a huge runaway hit. Right. So you have to listen to this. So when you grew up in Canada, the Hilarious House of Frankenstein was a standard to where you would turn it on Saturday morning and there would be this show where all of these skits would take place and all of this weird stuff would happen. And like you said, they would play music.
Real
and music. I remember it was not Magic Carpet Ride, but what's the other song they have?
It was a Deep Purple song.
It was like, suck me, Sue. And whatever it was, something like that. And you guys will hit me up on the Twitter and you'll hear this. And Wolfman Jack is dancing. Suck me, Sue. I think it's like the other song by Steppenwolf that's not
probably
Born to Be Wild or Magic Carpet Ride.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is going on here?
They played a lot of like deep cut, like deep hard cut rock, shit. Like acid rock.
Like acid rock.
Yeah, yeah, you would have called
it. Yeah, but that was early 70s when that show came out. It was way ahead of its time.
But they're selling it to us. Like we're like 9-year-old
so
kids.
It's Billy Van's
fault,
really.
Yeah, it is. You guys are saying it's acid rock? Yes, it is. But they're selling it to us
children
10 years later.
And again, this is way before Vincent Price was on there, way before Michael Jackson made him famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people don't believe that he was
the real Vincent Price was on there as like the reader of
and
like
the narrator, yeah,
like, the narrator, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, you would have
he was already like an established horror movie guy,
right?
But he must have been like, what's this? His agent's like, there's a guy up in Canada. I don't know. Vincent's like, two questions. What does it pay? How long do I have to stay in Hamilton, Ontario?
This guy Brian from Metal Blade just said, hey, I got a great gig for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have 3 hours of filming for like, $10,000.
Done.
I'm there.
Done. I think he did wing most of that. Like, they did it in a very short span where Vincent Price, it wasn't like that show was taping for years and years. I think he just did a
run. But nobody gets this. Like,
whatever happened to Billy Van?
No,
he passed away a few years ago.
Image is on there too.
Yeah,
it's not like just a voice. He had his like
Billy Van.
No, Vincent Price.
Oh yeah, it was his face. Yeah,
Billy Van had famous commercials for some booze or like a beer or something.
Vincent
you Google
Price did?
No Billy Van.
Billy Van.
I don't remember that. See, here's the thing: because you had Billy Van, and then you had John Byner with Bizarre.
Right.
So,
but Byner wasn't Canadian, was he? Does anybody know this?
I think he was.
The show started in Chicago, and then moved to Toronto because it was so popular in Canada.
John Byner used to be on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah,
right. He did
a lot of Sullivan. Yeah.
Yes.
So Bizarre was kind of the Canadian version of Saturday Night Live, where like there'd be like this kind of sketch comedy stuff.
Isn't that where Super Dave Osborne came from?
That's where Super Dave
exactly.
Right.
And John Byner was the guy who was in
Super Dave Osborne.
Super Dave. Yeah, Super Dave. Of course, I know Super Dave.
If Slay knows him. Well, then what do we know? But Super Dave Osborne was like this crazy stunt man who could do all these wacky tricks. And he started on Bizarre with John Byner. It was John Byner. What was Super Dave Osborne's real name? Anyone?
I don't know, but he's in he's in tons of things.
Like, he's in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He plays his cousin or something.
He plays himself.
He was just on Kimmel not that long ago as well.
Is he Canadian?
No, Super Dave Osborne? I have no idea.
I don't think so. I think he's like a New York guy or something like that.
Oh, so he just crossed the border?
He's another one of those. I mean, if Byner was American, I'm sure they just had all kinds of guys, kind of comedians.
But Byner was not American.
I'm quite sure he was.
Chrissy, look it up.
America, though. I mean, I remember watching, and that's where I saw first time saw because it was a John Byner show.
You know Bizarre?
I know John Byner. I don't know if the show was Bizarre.
How do you know John Byner though?
Because he had a show in the U.S. that we used to watch all the time, late night show.
There you
and
go.
That was
maybe,
where Super Dave Osborne.
It's probably just Bizarre with a different name in the U.S. It's called Byner.
I don't think it was called Bizarre though.
But that's the thing. Listen, we don't even know.
Oh, you know what? Who are the other two guys that just came into me? Wayne and Schuster.
Wayne and Schuster.
Dude.
New York.
Byner's from New York.
I'm quite sure.
So Wayne and Schuster is like.
Those guys were Canadian.
Oh my God. They had the end of the show was like
they had a song.
Au revoir, push hands, goes on. Yeah.
So long, goodbye. I forgot about that. Wow, what a trip.
I remember that. Like, so that was another CBC show.
They were like two comedian guys who would do specials like a couple of
Frank
years. Felt like
Schuster and
Wayne. Schuster.
Sorry, Johnny Wayne and Frank Schuster. Both of them dead.
Slippy Wayne and
au revoir, prochain. Goodbye.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Irish Rovers, of course, there's that.
Hold on a second, Kearns.
Actually Irish guys living in Canada.
You can't just throw the Irish Rovers out.
I'm just saying, you got Americans moving up there taking good jobs from hardworking Canadians, and then the Irish come over.
Who was the Irish Rovers' biggest hit?
Oh,
they had a big one.
Well, it depends.
Wasn't that a party?
Yeah.
As it's
could have been the whiskey.
Yeah.
Might have been the gin.
Could have been the 2-4-6 pack. I don't know. But look at the shape I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I want to die. Tell me, oh, me, oh, my. Wasn't that a party?
Oh, my God. No one's listening. And they also did that one about
the unicorn.
Grandma get running over by a reindeer.
What's the unicorn song? Is that the Irish Rovers?
The mall was the unicorn. There were green alligators and long-necked geese.
Some Humpty Macdonalds and some chimpanzees.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
I have not thought about the unicorn song for 30 years.
But you know it.
I know it.
See?
Wasn't that a party? It was like the biggest freaking song.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because you know why that was a big song? It was on Solid Gold.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
They played on solid gold. Like,
dude,
the TV
Irish Rovers were the shit at that time, man.
That's not a Canadian show. But
well, name
but
another Canadian band.
Watch it.
Shit, what's watch another
it?
Canadian band that the first time I saw them was on solid gold?
What?
Chilliwack.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Which one? Gone so long.
First time I saw them was on solid gold.
But you know what's funny? We did that with Coverboy. That's a hard song, dude. That's like a Beach Boys song. There's like, yeah. Bunch of shit going on.
Very Beatles-esque.
Very Beatles, Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Jeff, what did you find? So look up Jeff. Just had to find first here.
Not important.
Okay. Thanks for taking Kearns'
it was funny. The Irish Rovers were on tour in 2017.
What?
No.
Irish Rovers are still around.
Yeah.
Could have been
the
whiskey.
The Irish Rovers. Boys.
Might have been the gin.
Emerald Isle tour.
Could have been the 2-4-6 pack. Idaho, I don't know, but look at the state I'm in. Crazy. My head is like a football. I think I'm going to die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party?
Dude, I saw those guys in Lynn Lake at like the community center, like one of those, like, this doesn't even have a name. They
okay,
even
name so, it. What, so here's the thing. When we grew up, CBC was the big station.
They had a TV show on CBC, right?
They did. Yeah. The Irish Rovers did. But we're talking about BBC is a big thing in England, and CBC was the Canadian version of that because we are part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
To where, when I remember this to this day, we used to have to sing God Save the Queen at the end of the day at school.
Mm-hmm.
You too, Fitzy?
We sang
of course,
in the
you too.
We did in the morning.
Of course, okay. I went to school down the street from you.
I know. So, apparently, Saskatchewan,
yeah,
you sang it before the school day.
Yeah. And the Lord's Prayer was like the real, like, full
right.
Real deal.
You sang the Lord's Prayer?
No, he sang it. I wish I could think of it right now because I was
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. My head is like a football.
I think I'm going to die.
Damn.
So you would say it at the beginning of the day.
You know, I remember there being a real trip because I just remember like we would do like the God Save the Queen,
right.
And then there was like the Lord's Prayer, and then it was school. Now I think kids just come in and like.
Well, for us, here's the thing. Here's the opposite for us.
This, of course, was in 1952.
Well, yeah, exactly. So we went to school the same age as Karen.
Yeah, just kidding.
So for us, it was at the end of the day, because I always remember.
Yeah.
You say God Save the Queen, and you say the Lord's Prayer, and you were like out of school, like. Just let me get through this prayer.
Right.
Please, Lord, don't let me die during this prayer.
Right.
And
right.
You know, like, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Please let me get out of this school.
Right.
And I think it was part of the prayer, actually.
I think so.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Let me out of here immediately.
Fitzy, am I right? It's at the end of the day.
I think it was the end of the day.
Really? No, it was not.
Well,
thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You're so drunk right
now. He was in the most godless school there was.
He went to Sturgeon.
I went to
Sturgeon. Kick Act played at his school.
Yeah, Jeff went
Brian.
To the...
Yes.
We don't want to call it the reject school.
We talked about that last podcast.
Really?
Yeah, criminal. Yeah. Future criminals. That's
what that was always the thing.
Actually, there's a bad story at Jeff's high school.
And your sister went there.
My sister went there as well.
That's but the bad
she
story.
Went to that school because she didn't want to go to my high school. But there's a story... about somebody getting shot.
What?
Yes.
At your high school.
Sturgeon.
You know your story?
Jesus.
Well, I'll let you say it.
No, you tell the story. No, it was your high school.
Nope.
He's not a good storyteller. You're better.
Well, if I remember it, but there was a kid that apparently loved Kiss. Kiss.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think for some reason...
How do you know this? You went to Lanigan.
No, I've heard this story.
He got ridiculed at school for liking Kiss. And he came into class one day, and this is way before Eddie Vedder wrote a song about it.
Jeremy is broken.
And he killed somebody in the classroom at Sturgeon in Winnipeg at Jeff's school. It was like 1975 or 76.
It was basically the... I hate Mondays.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Mondays.
It was that theme of a song, yes.
So some... Were you at school at this point in time?
No, he wasn't
that
in school
was before
yet.
Me.
Oh, yeah, many years before.
The same thing.
But it was a skid.
It's another.
It's another
Fitz.
It's
your good, peaceful Canadian.
See, we're lucky we went to the good John Taylor in Westwood. Fitz, you went to John Taylor, went to Westwood.
Yeah, but we were not to be friends.
Our
high schools were not cool with each other.
Dude, bad news. Here's the thing, okay, Kearns, I'm going to tell you.
But I didn't hate you.
But you didn't know. I hated you. Know I hated you? Here's the thing. We used to go to McDonald's and 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
So okay. McDonald's was kind of like to the right, 7-Eleven was to the left.
Not Tim Hortons?
No, Tim Hortons. And all the cats would hang around. It's like, what do you want to do? Let's go, I'll meet you at 7-Eleven, dude. And we go there.
Right.
And all the Westwood cats would go there. And they say 7-Eleven was great and whatever. And there was McDonald's.
Sev.
I'll meet you at Sev.
Yeah, we call it Sev.
Or I'll meet you at Mickey D's. Yeah. Right, and talking about the drummer King Diamond, Miriam, And I was like, we used to go there, and I remember seeing, like, Warren Rumpel was my friend and the drummer in my band. Fitz is here. Fitz is here. I hate Fitz. And we used to hate Fitz. Why? Because he had the best hair. You have awesome hair now.
No, I'm just glad I still have hair.
Yeah, exactly. But back then, you had long hair and spandex pants. He looked like...
Still wearing them now.
He looked like a teenage dream, man.
Dude, I just wanted to look like Kick-Ax because all those guys had spandex, too. Come on. Our boy George Christen always had the killer spandex.
Yeah, but you always looked so cool. We used to hate you, man.
Believe me, I wasn't cool.
Oh, dude, you don't think so? We used to go, I was like, oh, there's Fitz. He looks cool. He's got long black hair.
Here's the thing. I used to see Jericho at AWA wrestling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at the show.
Yep. I'd see you either front row at a concert at the same arena.
Did you hate me too?
No. I was like, that's a guy from Westwood. You know, like, he didn't hang out with...
I was warped by Warren Rumpel. He made me hate you, and it was not right.
I always waited outside the Black Knight for Fitz. And his type.
It's going bad, bad, bad. It's going bad. I've seen it all fall out.
Bada bing, 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 bing.
Fucking banjo.
What are you seeing? You seeing the band? Okay. Yeah.
Talk is Jericho.
So let's sing some more CBC shows. So I'll be honest. Beachcombers.
Oh, yes.
Beachcombers.
I just had a long conversation.
That was the theme?
There's something like that. I had a conversation with Stacey Blades from LA Guns is Canadian. Of course, that's the one he always brings up.
He was not born Stacey Blades, though.
No, he was born...
George McKenzie.
He was born...
Jordy McKenzie.
Fred and Wilma Blades named him Stacey. But it's Bruno Gerussi was the star.
He was the star. And by the way, if you guys don't know, and you can go Google this, Bruno Gerussi in the 70s was like freaking like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Now, he was the shit, man. Yeah. Smooth operator. Big medallion. Oh, hairy chest.
Yeah. 70s style.
So he was the Canadian Burt Reynolds, really.
He was like, mustache. Like, I loved Bruno Gerussi.
And he had his own show.
Cooking with
Celebrity Chef or something, wasn't it called? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't remember.
It was called Cooking with Bruno Gerussi.
Something like that. And it was like I think it was called Celebrity Chef, and he would just have, like, I don't know who the celebrities were.
David Suzuki and Terry Classen. Terry Mulligan was on that shitty one, too. Lars.
I think I'm correct on that.
You're right.
But it was like...
It's that top, Jeff.
I was just in Vancouver walking around Granville Street, and Bruno has a star right there on Granville Street. Yeah, Bruno Gerussi.
They have a Granville Canadian.
Yeah, TDM has one as well.
What?
Yeah.
Are you on it?
Fuck no.
Wait. Hey. We didn't touch on this yet. Hey, Todd, have you ever been in a movie?
Yes,
a Canadian movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
what movie is that?
It was Honey, I Shrunk the...
Honey, I Shrunk
the
Penis.
Adult movie.
Yeah, that was the adult film I was in.
I saw the movie in Granville.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
On Golden Blonde. I saw you, man. What was your movie, Todd?
You saw my best side.
Yeah. I saw your Jesus scene.
I was
in
a film called Horsey back in...
Horsey?
Jesus, I don't even remember what year that was. It was between
Dark
95, 96.
Was there any other like known Canadian actors in the movie?
No, but Nickelback had, before Nickelback took off, had a song called Fly, I think it was, on the soundtrack.
Huh.
And it was like a bunch of Vancouver bands and stuff like that. I'm trying to think. Oh, my friend Ryan Robbins was in the film, and he's gone on to be like a proper actor. I'll be watching shows going, hey, that's Ryan Robbins. Or like different. He was in like Warcraft. No, what's that one called? World of Warcraft.
Oh, so Ryan Robbins is either an actor's name or like a guy in Alice Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan Robbins is like, you have the perfect name to go on continuing acting.
In showbiz.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a really great dude.
What were your lines in your movie?
Well, they,
hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
It's one of those classic things of like, well, we're looking for someone with long black hair and tattoos. You know, so I know a guy.
You don't have tattoos.
I have lots of tattoos.
Oh, that's the point. Yeah, that
oh, then, yeah, I had tattoos. Okay. I think it was just kind of like, you know, the character I played was actually it was an interesting thing because I know the brother of the character that I was based on because the character dies in the film. Ooh. From a heroin overdose. So it was kind of like
method.
Yeah, I was like, so I just did heroin. Roll the camera.
So we're talking about, okay,
this was not on CBC. I don't know why we got.
Well, that's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
So we got CBC, we got Beachcombers, and there is
and that show really quickly was about. It was filmed on Gibson's. Is it no in Gibson's a
Which
city?
Which is where you live.
No, that Gibson's was a city. It was a town on the island in Vancouver, Island. And
lives
it was
there?
And the Beachcombers.
Oh, Devin Townsend lives in Gibson.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Devin
he told us that tonight.
Wow. Yes. You know what's so funny? When I first moved to Vancouver, I moved into Devin's apartment.
What?
Yeah. I was like, I took over his apartment from his...
He said he's never met you, but he knows about you.
Yeah, we've met. He's been, but that was 30 years ago.
Sorry? Yeah. Jeff is going...
There's a little bit of correction there. But yes.
Yeah.
He knows Todd.
Okay, we'll edit that.
Are you drunk, Jeff?
No.
He's pretty drunk.
Jeff's been he's driving this whole thing. But the point of Beachcombers was they were like, I guess it was like about lumber or something, wasn't it? I mean, like, it seems like a bizarre
just
thing to make
logging.
A show about.
No, lot of logging.
They,
lot of logging.
They would go down the beach and they would
and
pick
everybody
up
was wearing
driftwood.
Their Alberta dinner
guy,
jacket.
And there was a guy named Bruno Gerussi's character was Nick Adonidas.
keep going.
A real reach. They made him
who's
play
the heel?
They made him play another Greek character.
Right, who's the heel? Relic
was the bad guy. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of like a legendary character.
He was kind of like the Mr. Leahy of the whole. Like he was like the
no, but he had a really tight toucan.
Yeah.
And was super pissed off at the world.
Yeah.
Relic. You know, and go ahead.
You know what's so funny is you have to do some research on this, but I'm 100% sure that he ended up being like on one of the X-Files.
What?
Like that guy, I swear. I think I was like, I remember like back in the day, you know, the X-Files was filmed in Vancouver, and I was like, and you'd see like. I'm pretty sure TDM probably was on that too, but and I'd be like, "That's fucking
TDM
Relic."
I think TDM was on the X-Files.
I think he was, yeah.
Okay, listen, anybody out there, we want you to Google Relic and find out if he was on the X-Files
from the Beachcombers.
Yes,
you're probably gonna have to. You're probably gonna have to do Beachcombers, then look for the name Relic, then find out what the actor's name.
Hold on.
You know what? I just never mind.
Here's my favorite thing. There was a what's the correct nomenclature? First Nation cat. Called Jesse Jim.
Yeah,
Jesse Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was kind of a skinny fat guy.
Yeah.
And I was always like, dude, he's like kind of always chubby, and he had like a Canadian tuxedo, which is jeans and a jean shirt.
Like a like, lumberjack kind of thing.
Yeah. But dude, I used to love the Beachcombers, but I used to hate it too. Here's the reason why. Because the Beachcombers were coming out about 10 o'clock on Sunday night, and when it ended at 10:30 Sunday night,
right.
Time for bed.
Oh.
Go to school.
Right. So as soon as that ending theme comes
for
on.
Those of us
man.
Parents. We used to have to go to bed.
Had to go to
that.
Bed, yeah.
So there was a lot of other Canadian TV shows as well. Good Canadian game shows. My favorite was The Definition.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Austin Powers. They used the music.
They stole the Definition theme song.
Yeah.
From Definition.
I don't remember the purpose or the premise of that.
Well, your host was Jim Perry.
Jim Perry,
and
right?
He always got like pushed out on stage. So he'd be like, "Here's your host, Jim Perry," and someone's like, "Whoa, hey guys, wow, I wasn't ready for that. How are you?" And the big prize was a set of encyclopedias.
That's so funny. Dude. That's such 70s. a Canadian thing to win.
Oh, it's educational. Make sure they get something educational.
If you won Game Show Definition.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
You would get a full Brian? Set of encyclopedias. Okay, Mr. Slagle's here. Hold on.
Real quick, breaking internet news.
Okay, here we go.
Relic, the actor, was named Robert Clothier.
Was he in the X-Files?
Yeah, boy.
And he was in two episodes of the American series The X-Files.
Wow, Robert Clothier.
Is he still alive? Is he
good
still
call.
Loose? Oh, damn, dude.
Oh, wow. Well, listen.
Let's take a step back and go, Relic was his name. What a strange thing.
Robert Clothier, we love you, man. Yeah, man. You're a good guy. We remember you.
And we want to thank Uber for bringing Brian back for this conversation.
Yeah, he's saving the day.
I'll be seeing you tomorrow when I'm in a Bronco game and they'll
We don't talk about that.
Okay, so.
Well, what about the Littlest Hobo? Let's talk about that.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you give us the theme, Chrissy? Anybody?
It's about the police dog that used to save kids.
Well, yeah, the like police dog would save kids. We'll have the theme go.
Oh, crap. Hang on. We're going to find it.
So, okay,
is that a CBC show, though?
Was CTV.
Brian,
CTV?
So this is about. So there's a Little Sobo is a dog.
Yes.
He was a dog,
German
and he would,
Shepherd,
and he
maybe?
Would go from town to town and like save people. Basically.
Yes, he would.
He was this like a live action,
but
show,
he would,
which was shot on like the cheapest stock of videotape you could ever find. Like
this was not a cartoon,
no,
shall
no,
we say?
It was a real dog.
This was an actual German Shepherd that would jump on a train.
Was he a German Shepherd? I thought he was a Husky. Is he a German Shepherd?
Well, doesn't matter. A big dog.
Matter, yeah.
Sorry, a German Shepherd. Husky.
The Husky died at some point. They just kind of, I don't know, just put the German Shepherd in it.
Huh? Well, give us a theme on that.
He looks like a Husky to me, dude.
We're going to put some theme in this.
But listen, the theme is in the tip of my tongue.
But nobody knows about this. Like, no. If you grew up in Canada, Little Sobo was huge. And once again,
German Shepherd. Okay.
And the theme would Little Sobo would travel across the country and have adventures on the train. Literally on the train, off the train.
Yeah, because he was a hobo.
Todd.
Is that term?
He was the littlest hobo.
He was indigent. Littlest hobo theme. I'm gonna call this thing up.
Let's talk about cartoons. What do we got?
Rock and Robin Hood. Rock and Robin Hood.
That was my favorite.
Damn, dude.
There's a place.
I want to hear the conspirators cover this. And while this is playing, there's basically matte shots of the Little Sobo just standing there. Maybe tomorrow I want to
settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Hey.
Hold on. Let me throw a flag in the play. There's no vibrato on the Little Sobo. Just keep moving on.
It's part of my live show that I do. It's a sad story.
You see Todd Dammit and the Andy Stars, they cover Little Sobo.
Little Sobo
like, I'm moving up!
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to cartoons. What is it, Jeff?
But you know what the saddest part about the Little Sobo was? That dog got really messed up on heroin.
They were actually shooting heroin into his dog.
Was
into his dog ass.
He was a total dick, that dog.
Asshole.
He got all famous and became
I heard
a
lot of shit about him.
Yeah.
Bruno Gerussi used to tell me.
They'd fight. I did not get along with that dog.
Cartoons, Jeff?
Rock and Robin Hood.
Classic.
Are those technically Canadian? Because I've always wondered this.
They have to be.
Because Hercules, which we've talked about before.
Canadian.
Hercules, hero song and story.
Hercules.
Winner of ancient
and glory. That's Canadian shit. Because I remember Rock and Robin Hood also had a theme.
Same animation company.
Rock and Robin Hood. Something like this.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It was. But the thing is, those are total Canadian.
What was the one with Daedalus and...
Daedalus. That's No, that's
Daedalus.
That's Hercules.
I used to
Hercules
think it was
and Deadliest. Neptune. It had all those like Herc.
That one guy, like the annoying pal, he has
Newton. The little Newton. Yeah. Come on,
Newt. Hey, Fitz. He was sitting there. Hi, Currents.
Yeah,
but that's Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Were those on like after school or something? Like, why were we subjected to it?
I think we saw it in the morning.
Oh,
hold on a second.
No. I would see it in the morning.
You saw.
And I'll tell you why I know this, because we would party all night.
Really?
Like, damn, dude, Hercules
You're
is
12,
on.
You're 12, dude.
No, right. We're like, Hercules
hold on
is
a second.
On. This is later on, though.
Hold
yeah.
on a second. You would. Hold on. Kern says, growing up in Lanning, Saskatchewan,
mm-hmm.
that Hercules and Rocket Robin Hood and Little Hobo.
Well, I can call my cousin
was
Sheldon.
Before school. Whereas Fitzy and I and Jeff says that was all on after school.
It was at lunch.
I guess they probably did play it a bunch of times.
Wait,
maybe at lunch.
Yes.
Lunch.
No, shit. I was living close enough that you – and back
because
then –
you were in Winnipeg on a different time zone. It's fascinating.
Yes, exactly.
Different dimension.
And we had an hour and a half or at least hour lunch, right?
Yeah.
And you would go home. You would have like soup, and you
yeah,
have,
I would do
like,
that
your
too.
Mother would
you would have soup?
Yes,
Kraft dinner.
What kind of soup would you have?
Always Kraft dinner.
I would have a mother that was at lunch.
You had a mother who gave you soup,
and you
went home and you watched Rock and Robin.
Said, no,
of course, yep.
And then you would get to watch the two episodes. And it's
and
like,
you go back to
listen to some scorpions and then go back.
Scorpions.
You know,
exactly what it was.
What about Archie and Friends? That's only for us Winnipeggers. Archie and Friends.
Oh, dude.
Classic that's Winnipeg show.
Oh, yeah. Archie and Friends.
On CTV.
CKY.
CKY.
Okay, so CKY.
But that's not. It's only for us three guys. Todd's like, I don't know what that
Archie,
crap is.
Like the comic book Archie?
Yes.
Well, he was a little.
Oh, no. We had Archie was kind of like a Mrs. Dress Up thing.
Yeah, but he was a
he's a puppet.
He was a puppet, yeah.
Right.
Was it Mr. Dress-Up?
No.
It was... Who else was in the Archie thing? You're bringing this back.
Uncle Bob was the
Uncle
guy.
Uncle Bob!
Dude, Uncle Bob.
Wasn't
that guy's
Uncle,
a legend.
Wasn't it Uncle Bobby?
No, it was not.
I don't even think you would have saw this show, Todd.
Business here.
That's Kern. A Canadian. There was an Uncle Bob.
No, his Uncle Bob was
in Saskatchewan.
This is a Manitoba
Sorry,
thing.
You guys carry on.
We are really going to the Google on this. Okay, listen. Here's my thing.
Here's the funny thing is, you just think about us guys here, all sitting at this table, all came home back in those days, and Jeff had soup, and I had Kraft dinner, and you had whatever, and we were watching the same
Chef
stupid
Boyardee.
Shows. We were all watching Rock and Robin at the same time.
Dinner now.
Talk is Jericho.
So let's talk about we got home. What was the radio station you listened to?
Dude, right here.
Always City FM.
Are you guys ready for this?
But before that,
please.
So KY58. Don Percy was the DJ.
Legendary.
And here's the thing. Don Percy was kind of like the Howard Manshine, super crazy, hilarious DJ.
Yeah.
He married a girl called Lorraine Mansbridge, who was my next door neighbor.
I remember Lorraine Mansbridge.
Are you serious?
You know Lorraine Mansbridge?
I remember that name.
She was my next door neighbor.
Wait a minute.
The Mansbridges.
Related?
I used to have to go feed their dog Sheba when they went out of town. They would
Sheba Mansbridge?
Any relation to Peter Mansbridge? Anyone?
Peter Mansbridge. That's who I'm thinking of. Uncle Bobby is a Canadian
they
children's
would
television show.
Pay me $10 a day, Kearns.
$10 a day. That's pretty
to
good.
To feed Sheba Mansbridge.
Sheba Mansbridge. It says right here, Uncle Bobby is a Canadian children's television show that aired from 1964 to 1979 on Toronto's CFTO.
Whoa.
See, that's he was an English
Toronto
guy. Like, it's another one that's like kind of local, kind of like Bozo the Clown in America, but it was like it was just like some local dude.
Mansbridge the Clown.
Yeah, Mansbridge the Clown. Yeah, Peter Mansbridge the Clown.
Hey, what was that show with the puppets? Like, or not puppets, but the
Nick and Pick,
Rusty, and all those.
Oh,
like it was the.
Oh, the land of Oz is a funny, funny place for everyone. Where's a funny, funny face?
All the streets were made of gold.
Everyone's gold. Funny place called the Wizard of Oz.
Was that Canadian?
Oh, dude, that's so great.
I think so.
Remember the robot had a voice like, "Hey, Sock!" He had this crazy like.
So what you talking about is there was actual an animated version of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there was like claymation or something.
And the scarecrow's name was Socrates because he had a brain.
That's a good call. You got to sign Brian Slagle, the mogul of Metal Blade Records. This was actually the theme of the show, where there was a flute, and we're talking about Jethro Tull. This is the only rock and roll flute playing ever.
Total Ron Burgundy. Yeah.
What was the biggest giant? Because the land of Oz is a very funny place where everyone has a funny, funny face and the streets are paved with gold.
No one never grows old.
On the way
we covered that,
Jeff. Of Oz.
The friendly giant.
Was that all stop motion or was that a cartoon?
It was kind of. It was almost kind of a little bit like a South Park kind of vibe.
Wow,
like,
listen, yeah, guys. You guys think we're all on acid right now? This is real shit. I'm not even joking. Go online and find, was it called The Wizard of Oz?
I think it's called The Land of Oz.
The Land of Oz.
Land of Oz.
This is insane. I have not thought about that.
I know. It's classic, though.
Isn't it weird how that's like songs like that just fall out of your head? Like, why do I know these words?
Right. Like you said, all the streets are made with gold. Blue, blue.
Yeah. No one ever grows old.
Blue, blue.
Yeah. But the
hold on, flag on the play. There's no freaking vibrato.
No one never grows old. I want to. Vegas that shit up. I've been living in Vegas too long. I sing all my
Kieran's like, and the streets are paved with gold. No one ever goes
gold.
The funny place in the wind and man.
There you go.
The
Stevie Nicks version.
Jeremy, he was made out of like.
Who's Jeremy? When he was made out of what?
Weird.
That's
that
could be
familiar. Yeah.
Tales of the Wizard of Oz.
was it a puppet thing or what was it?
No, it was animated.
Okay.
But the one I do remember was an English thing that they played was the. Well, you know, my name is Simon, and I like to do drawings. And Mike Myers ended up doing that on SNL. But it was initially like an animated, like a stick man type thing. But I believe it was
from Winnipeg or from Toronto.
It was probably a BBC thing that they probably just stuck into our, you know, I don't know, fill half an hour with this bullshit.
So let's talk about SCTV.
SCTV, you have to talk about
SCTV. For our world, you come across the border and it's like, oh my gosh, like SCTV is a classic and it's Chicago and blah, blah, blah. All that shit is like in the
second city.
Toilet.
Yeah.
For us,
yeah.
SCTV was Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Martin Short for a couple of years, Dave Thomas, and Rick Moranis.
But it started with Harold Ramis.
Right.
Yeah, he was in the first season. And
you
he
say John Candy?
I think he was part of the Chicago team, actually.
Yeah, he was. He came over. He was. I don't think Harry Russ was Canadian.
No, he was American, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, all those guys, I mean, a lot of those same Second City guys all went to SNL. Like,
right.
Like, I believe Belushi and all those guys were from, and I think Aykroyd as well was part of that Chicago.
Aykroyd was a Toronto cat
City,
who went
to
Chicago.
To New York.
We saw this SCTV stuff here in the States, too. Like, all those guys you mentioned, we saw that.
But
here.
Did you see them with when they were hot, or was it like after, like, was it like Martin Short
it
era?
Was
or
was around the same time.
Because what I think happened is that SCT was huge in Canada and they came over to the States. Right?
I don't think it was simultaneous. I don't think it was big, but it was close. Because we also had Fawlty Towers here around. Yeah. The same time,
Fawlty Towers.
Which was amazing.
So still the best show ever.
Yeah, totally. So we had a lot of stuff here that was maybe a year removed from either Canada or
but
the UK.
SCTV was on NBC at one point.
Yeah,
I remember NBC.
That was after it was huge in Canada.
I think it was kind of like later on.
But
it went to
first,
NBC.
It was on like local. I first started seeing it on Channel 13, which is just local.
Right.
As a late night thing in LA. Yeah, and then eventually it got to NBC.
That makes sense.
Right, so we saw that from. It might have been, like I said, it might have been a year removed, but it's pretty close to when it was big in Canada.
So I think SCTV got really big in Canada and then kind of moved over to the States.
Probably,
but when we grew up, like SCTV, like remember the theme song? Oh, not even the theme song. It was like,
yeah,
that sound. When you would hear that, like you'd be like, oh my gosh, SCTV is on. And it was so genius. But we thought, like for us, it was just a Canadian thing. There was Bizarre.
It was really Canadian.
There was House of Fright and Siren, there was SCTV.
It was originally filmed in Toronto, and then they moved it to
Edmonton
for a short
of all
time,
places.
Which was
Edmonton?
Weird.
Like, you'd, no one goes to Edmonton.
You'd see Magnum PEI drive by with Alberta plates. All those.
Magnum
that's like
PEI.
Eugene Levy.
No one even got that currency.
No.
There's like 275,000 people.
Of course, could you imagine? They'd be like, what the hell is Magnum PEI, Prince Edward Island, you know?
We went to the well too many times, so the 275,000 people that we thought were going to listen to this is down to about people.
They checked out a lot.
Magnum PEI. Listen to what he said. PEI is Prince Edward Island. It's a Canadian province, so enjoy the laugh.
And uh-huh. John Candy was Magnum PEI. And it was something about potatoes, because, of course, potatoes are a big thing out in PEI.
What was his character? Johnny LaRue?
Johnny LaRue.
That was the coolest thing. Awesome. SCTV uh-huh. was kind of like played as if it was an actual TV station.
Right.
So you
from Mellonville.
Like, so you had like Joe Flaherty would play like, what was his character? Like he was like the anchor.
It was Count Floyd. He was, he was the owner
Floyd
of
Robertson,
the...
who was probably named after Lloyd Robertson from CTV in CTV News in Canada.
Floyd Robertson was the
and Earl Canham.
But he was also the boss of the station.
Yeah. Well, no, that was
that was Joe Flaherty. He was in a wheelchair.
In the wheelchair, it was. Oh man, I wish I had Mikey. Here for this.
I wish we had like on the spot Google. Like I'm Floyd Hutchison. I'm George Jesterson.
Because there was, and then there was Johnny LaRue and Bobby Bittman. Remember him?
How are you?
They
were Sammy Maudlin show with Bobby Bittman.
Sammy Maudlin was
Eugene Levy. And his sidekick
was.
William B. Williams.
Good Lord.
That was John Candy.
That was the brilliant thing about it, was it was all played like you were watching a television, like just a channel. Like you just sort of took over your TV for a
you
while.
With
weird commercials, and then they'd do a show or something. And what was their names? Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. Both went on to be huge.
All of them did.
Yeah.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Everybody.
Come on.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah. And even Andrea Martin came on to My
Guy
Greek
Caballero.
Wedding.
That was his name.
Guy Caballero. Yeah. Yeah, boy. He was the owner of the station.
I wish Mikey Ramone was here.
I wish Mikey Ramone. What did you say?
Mikey Ramone's a friend of mine. He's really invested in
this. He wasn't actually in the Ramones.
No. No, he's the ninth Ramone. That wasn't in the band.
he used to stack the drum text.
Exactly.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Slagle's looking shirt up. We got Chrissy looking stuff over. Okay, so we're getting ready to wind down because we've been going.
That would be our research department.
Hey, what about Red Green?
Oh. Was that I always thought that was an SCTV.
That was a
thing.
Later Canadian thing with. I don't remember what that guy's name is, though. The
Red Green?
Red Green, yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, Smith and Smith. Wow.
Wow.
There was a comedy show called Smith and Smith, and it was a husband and wife team. And then I think his name's Fred Smith. He went on to be Red Green. He created a kind of Canadian character.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a dude with him. I can't remember his name, but he was kind of like the nerdy cat. And then there's like stuff like Corner Gas. These are like much later, the Canadian shows. Brent Butt's show.
Does anybody know what Corner Gas is? No one knows.
It's a Saskatchewan show. Yeah, and it's like, I think it actually does play on like something. It did have a run on like some kind of comedy channel back in the 90s. I don't remember.
It did about three seasons.
Yeah, it did.
In Canada.
It was a fictional town called like Dogwood, Saskatchewan or something like that. Yeah. And it was Brent Bunn, who's
Who's Brent Bunn?
He's a very successful Canadian Saskatchewan
apparently
comedian.
Not. We don't even know
but he lives in Vancouver now, yeah. Well, I do.
What about Fred Penner?
Fred Penner. Fred Penner. You can't forget Fred Penner.
Wow, Fred Penner was a children's
He did like musician. Baby Beluga, I believe was the song he did. I could be making shit up now, I guess.
Kearns is like the voice of reason for all.
Yeah. Well,
what about Degrassi High?
Degrassi. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's important because
Degrassi is next.
We're not going anywhere without talking about Degrassi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. Okay, so let me tell you this. So when I was in Red River Community College. And we used to have a rule that if you're typing out an assignment on a typewriter, if you hit the wrong key, you couldn't use whiteout. You had to pull it out and start over again.
Right.
So I would always watch Degrassi out of the corner of my eye. I would sleep with one eye open, Degrassi, and it would always f*** me up because I'd be watching like Joey Jeremiah. Oh, my God, you Tessa Campanelli, done. Ah, shit, I hate you. So Degrassi was a huge thing in our era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was the first thing we ever saw that dealt with real issues.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. This is like an AIDS.
No, there were always like kind of heavy stuff going on
right,
the show.
Like abortion, AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, Drake was on the show.
He's later on, yeah.
Oh.
He was on.
Easy Killer.
What did I do? What was the show?
He was on Degrassi, like in the 90s. We're talking 80s Degrassi.
Oh, yeah, that's
I think it was originally like Degrassi, and then it was Degrassi Junior
High. There's Degrassi Junior
High. Degrassi The Next Generation. Degrassi in Space, I believe there was. No, but I mean like.
Degrassi on Metal Blade.
The funny thing is, though, dude, like South Park, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith loved
those guys. All their Canadian stuff that they put in their shows is all from Degrassi.
Yeah.
There's some here, too. Well, Degrassi, it does play down here. What does it play on?
Well, it was here, it was here around the same time it was big in Canada. Fairly shortly after that, because it had a big run here. It was huge for a while.
Because that's the
original one, though?
I think, I'm not a fan of all that stuff. I didn't really watch it.
Slagle, tell us what you really know.
As far as I know, it was the original one, yeah.
We're talking Degrassi in like in 89, 88. Yeah, exactly.
Wheels.
Wheels.
We all had the Wheels look, any of us. Dude. Spike. Yeah, wow.
Spike had to have she got pregnant. Spike got pregnant. So Spike was the punk chick, which we love Spike. Tessa, but the best was, her real name was Stacy Mystician. What was her name on the show? Google it. So we love Wheels.
Wheels. Love I had the Wheels Jeremiah. Look back then with the David Koresh glasses.
Everybody's got something. We'll take your money.
What was their band called?
Zit Remedy.
Zit Remedy. Oh my God. Wow, dude. Just that you got the 6th degree black belt at Degrassi Junior High.
I love Degrassi because of that.
Yeah,
Jeff?
Totally.
The longest running, probably Canadian TV show. Is Hockey Night in Canada.
Of course. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, every Saturday night.
I put the vibrato in there.
If you don't know,
we're all trying to harmonize. So the van on
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry. Ron McLean.
Hockey Night in Canada is a part of Canadiana because Don Cherry, you look at this guy and you don't understand why he is so valuable to Canadiana. He's like John Madden of Canada.
Yeah.
He's the king of Canada.
He really is. Yeah. Like, but people from outside of Canada don't understand how important he is. He's beyond any other locutor.
And he coached Boston back in the 70s or something like that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he coached the Colorado Rockies.
And the Rockies.
For one season.
Colorado Rockies.
And they're like going back. 7-92.
Way pre-Avalanche. Obviously.
What was the name of the goaltender? Harley Davidson? Haley Atkinson?
Hardy Astrom.
Hardy Astrom.
Hardy Astrom.
That sounds so made up.
That's a real
name. I got his hockey card.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's a real name.
Yeah, I remember those hockey cards.
That's such a real name. But people love Don Cherry. So let me ask you this. So the new Hockey Night in Canada is George.
I don't think George is doing it anymore.
He's not doing it.
McClain
is back this year.
But we love George.
George is amazing. George.
They have to have a good young
George
guy.
George started doing metal on Much Music.
On Much Music. We know. Yeah. We all were interviewed by him. I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
Age of Electric and freaking Seventh Heaven.
I only watched... Power Hour and all. I never was on it until.
Oh, really? You never got interviewed by George Strombopoulos, did you, Fitzy? Wow.
First time I did it was with Teresa Roncon.
Teresa Roncon.
Remember her? Yeah. She was really pretty. And then I did it with Erica M. It sounds a lot more impressive when I say I did it with them.
I used to love Erica M.
We all did, yeah. She was like...
You did it with Erica M?
No, I did an interview with her.
She wouldn't give you... She wouldn't give me the time of day, man.
She wouldn't give me the time of day, yeah.
Come on.
But we did, you know, George and who else was on there? Rick the Temp, Rick Campanelli, who now does Entertainment Tonight in Canada.
All the cats, man. Yeah,
which Entertainment
Steve
Tonight.
Anthony.
Entertainment Tonight in Canada must be like 10 minutes long. I don't know. Bruno Jerussi's dead. Moving on.
Bruno Jerussi's dead. Martin Short's not funny. And yeah. End.
Next.
Who was the other guy? Michael Williams was the host of Power Hour?
Yeah. Master T.
Master T, oh my gosh. Yeah. Listen, if you guys ever watched Much Music, there was a lot of DJs, VJs on it. We're discussing them right now.
Yeah, that was
if you did
time.
Not, then just fast
What was that show?
Steve
that,
Anthony?
Just to quickly off another show, but I can't forget, but the show that Alanis Morissette was on.
You can't do that on television.
You can't do that on television.
That was a crossover.
Is that Canadian?
That was a crossover.
You can't do that on television.
It was huge Canadian.
Yeah.
And it was crossover for sure. They talked.
Everybody got slimed, right?
Sliming,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that was only in Canada.
Yep.
So Nickelodeon, who adapted the slime concept, stole that from Canada.
Well, that show also was aired in the States, too.
Oh. Right. But
they did steal eventually all that stuff.
Right.
That show started in 79.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that on television was a Canadian tradition. And Alanis Morissette, by the way, we all know this, in case you don't, the highest selling female album of all time, Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
She never sold more.
Adele has.
No. Maybe in this day and age, Adele's not sold more records than Alanis Morissette.
I think 24 million.
Look it up! Look it up! Wow! It's only right now!
That was not the Canadian.
You get a sample of that every time you got to look something up.
There's no way that Adele has sold more than Alanis.
I think that record, Jagged Little Pill, sold 24 million records.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane.
And that thing came out of nowhere.
And it was not a Metal Blade. So sorry, Slagle.
Although I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. You would have kicked us out weeks ago. You're on Amanda Marth money, not on Alanis Morissette money.
Was Inspector Gadget Canadian?
He was.
Oh.
He was.
I think he was, yeah.
Lots of Canadian, but here's the thing.
Which was actually Don Adams from Maxwell Smart doing the voice of that.
What about Mr. Dress-Up?
Yeah.
We already said that.
We said him already.
Yeah. Where the hell were you?
I just came back.
Ernie Coombs, we already talked about Russ. Casey Infinity.
We mentioned his real name, dude.
Remember the wise old owl? He had a picture on the wall that would talk. It was an owl.
There was a lot of good Canadian
all that children's stuff seems so drug oriented.
But we grew up in a good time.
Like Hilarious House of Frightenstein is so, when you look back, you're like, that was definitely, you know, like if you were smoking pot and watching that, it was the best.
I think
thing
honestly
ever.
There was an audience doing that too. Like there was like children going, this is fun, and then there was like a whole other teenager.
But
like,
for us though, for kids like in the late 70s, early 80s, we had three choices. Maybe not in Lanigan,
right,
but in Winnipeg. It was CBC, it was CTV, it was CKND. You had three channels, and then there was the French channel. Which if you were lucky, you would see le titin.
Yeah, you would see a nipple.
You would call your friend and go, dude, there's a tit on.
On you have to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, is Jerry there? Can you put Jerry on the phone right now, please? Quickly.
Trail porn is a tit.
Hi, is Jerry there? My real name's not Jerry, Kernsey.
I think it's still like that, though, like little swearing late at night and mild.
Well, now you just Google. You Google tit.
Yeah.
Put tit in the Google machine and it comes up.
Just imagine how, like, distorted that is. Like when you think about back in the day, you'd sit there and watch an out of focus. I think that's a breast.
Yeah, you would watch it and pause it, and would go to OKS video or Shortstop video.
Watch Phoebe Cates take her top off. You would rant
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Hands on into moving in stereo. Screen ball. Hello, Brad. I've been waiting for you. Pause.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Every one of the, every VHS tape had it was totally up in that one spot.
If you could,
worn out.
If you could do like a software analysis, everyone would see pause on that area. Why is that? Oh, it's Phoebe Cates just happens to take her top off.
She
good
was
good times, but that's what amazing. You had to do. You would have to go to the video store and rent those videos in hope of seeing the boobski.
Well, yeah,
you just the boobski.
In reality, you just picked the right movie, like Trading Places. It was Jamie Lee Curtis.
But you'd have to pause it. You'd have to pause.
I have one Canadian show.
What?
That made one band, one song famous.
What?
W5.
Ooh.
W5, which was the Supertramp song.
Wow. Yes. What was the Supertramp song?
Da, 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 da.
That's right.
What was that?
What about?
That's a Supertramp song.
What was the song?
Crime of the Century. No.
I bet you back then they probably had zero rights to use that song.
W5 stands for.
So here's my thing.
What does W5 stand for?
60 Minutes of Canada.
Sure.
What? Where?
What did W5 stand for?
Who, what, where, when, why?
Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, why?
Boy.
And then there was the Fifth Estate.
Okay.
Wow.
But let me tell you where I got W5 was my introduction. That's the first time I ever saw Stryper. They had
I saw that too.
Yeah.
That's right. They were on there, yeah.
Hey, yellow and black are caution colors. We're trying to warn you not to go to hell. I remember that. It was just like
is that W5. The explanation?
That was Robert Sweet.
Wow, that's
but I never seen Stryper, and I was watching W5, and it's like there's this band of these dudes with super long hair.
Yeah.
They look cool. That's how I got into Christian rock and roll.
There you go.
Because of W5. Who, what, where, when, why.
Right.
At five. Good stuff.
But every Sunday night, you heard that theme song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You knew that song. I didn't know who Supertramp was until.
I still don't know who Supertramp is. Best CFL player before we're getting ready to wrap it up.
Ever?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Canadian player or American CFL player?
Who's your favorite Supertramp?
favorite?
Doug Flutie?
Come on. Dieter Brock. Not without
Dieter
question.
Brock by far.
Oh, Dieter Brock.
Here we go. Okay.
Dieter Brock. All right. Dieter Brock. Dieter Brock.
Yeah, we'll accept that.
You?
I don't know.
Honorable mention,
Mike
Joe Poplawski.
Daruki. Look it up. Google it.
Mike Daruki sucks, eh?
Dieter Brock.
Jeff?
Come on, Jeff. You're,
Warren Moon, what did you say?
Wasn't Doug Flutie one of the only guys that bounced from the CFL back into the NFL and back?
Kind of, yeah.
I did like Flutie Flakes.
Yeah,
so Doug Flutie would be
more. There was
yeah,
Flutie
cereal?
Yes. Yeah. What?
Flutie Flakes.
I have a box of it.
Hold on.
No way.
First of all, flag on you. You have actually have a box of Flutie Flakes?
Because several people that work for me are from Buffalo, New York.
No way.
And by the way, Sligo's like a music mogul. He's like the richest man in the world for music. So yeah.
I wish.
So some guys that work for you have
Flutie. The richest man in the room.
Yeah.
Some
people that work for you have Flutie Flakes?
There they are.
There it is.
Flutie plays drums in a band, too.
Hey, how many CFL guys actually had music careers?
I saw that.
Like musicians and CFL players.
Doug Flutie.
King of Canadian bands.
Exactly.
What about a Winnipeg Blue Bomber?
Troy Westwood.
Thank you.
Troy Westwood had an album, Metal Blade.
What?
Did he? I know he had a band called Little Hawk. Maybe he still does.
But. Who is the athlete that had an album on Metal Blade?
Ken Baumgartner.
Baumgartner. Baumgartner had a record on Metal Blade. Yeah. I remember that. That was like in the 80s, too.
Yep.
When you were at your peak.
Yep.
You signed him.
Yep.
You signed Ken Baumgartner from the freaking New York Islanders, man.
Well, he played for the Kings then, and then he went to the Islanders after that. Yes.
What instrument did he play?
He played vocal.
played vocal.
He did Bond. He did a cover of Bomber by Motorhead.
Wow.
Guys,
he's the bomb guy. He's the bomber. Baumgartner.
Exactly. Suicidal Tendencies, Fate's Warning, and Armored Saint played on the record.
Wow.
And Bomber Saint. It's like Bomber by Motorhead.
Not bad.
Bomber.
Would you have given a record deal to Momantha? By any chance?
Momantha. Hockey player Momantha?
Just for the mustache alone, yeah.
No, the rock star Momantha. How many Momanthas do we know, Fitzy? Okay, last question
Garth
is.
Butcher.
Last question.
Who used
Garth
to see
Butcher?
Reach for the Top?
Reach for the Top. I remember that.
Reach for the Top. Lorne. We can't not talk about that.
What was the guy's name? Lorne?
Come on, that was a show, you know, kid. What was it? They were like university students or something?
Yeah, it was like, it'd be like the University of, you know, wherever versus
come on,
the
you know it.
Wherever, yeah.
Reach for the Top.
Oh, it's like a debate show.
Yeah, debate
like
show.
A,
thank you.
And it was actually
you
called Debate.
There was? Oh.
There was one called Debate.
Okay.
It was yeah, not it was, with Jim Perry. All right, Jeff, last question. Favorite Canadian TV show of all time?
For me, it was either of all time.
Wow.
Of halftime.
SCTV.
SCTV, yeah.
I have to say it, yes.
And favorite guy or girl on SCTV?
Unfortunately, it was John Candy.
That's not unfortunate. Oh,
wow. No, I mean, like, yeah. He's a legend. But
well, yeah.
That's
amazing. John Candy, yeah. Represent. Yeah, boy. Currency?
I was going to say SCTV as well.
Oh, you can?
But I don't know who I would pick as my favorite. It's funny. I want to say Eugene Levy because at the time he was
so great.
He would do some crazy shit on that show.
Yeah, everything was great.
Yeah.
Earl Camembert.
Earl Camembert. Who always seemed very ill-informed.
Earl Camembert was your weekly news review.
Anchor guy.
Who had no idea what was going on. You're taking Earl Camembert?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take him.
All right.
Yeah.
We already talked about it. Hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Oh,
I still say that show.
What?
Hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Oh, God.
I still think that.
I might change my
that
answer.
Show holds up today. If you watch it and you're like, you can still watch it and go, wow, that was like groundbreaking.
You're in the mood, you understand what's up.
And I think that guy playing all those characters was really
genius,
brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'll go the other side of that. Bizarre, John Byner.
Yep. Oh, wow.
And Super Dave Osborne.
There you go.
Bizarre is so funny because there's nothing funny about it. It's almost like Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
In
which is another show we didn't touch on.
We did not touch on it. If you read the script of Kids in the Hall, it's not funny. It's the delivery that makes it funny.
Yeah, those
that's what makes it great. Good times, man.
Good times.
The Canadian television, Canadiana show with special guest Brian Slagle. Do you have any idea what was going on here? Slagle, last
honorary
thing. What's your favorite Canadian anything? Band, TV show, food?
Hockey Night in Canada.
Wow. Yeah. There's no vibrato. What a great time with my Canadian bros here on Canadian Day. Brent Fitz, Todd Kearns, Solo Cup Jeff, Brian Slagle. Kearns and Fitz, so talented as musicians. Slagle, of course, the genius behind Metal Billy Records. And Solo Cup Jeff, I'm not completely sure what he does, but thanks to him. Great guys. And speaking of great guys, it's time for Team Tiger Awesome's truly ridiculous news stories. Let's check out what they got this week.
This is the news with Team Tiger Awesome. In fidget spinner news, the OCD fad is playing second fiddle to a new awful thing in the Far East. Young people in China have moved on to toothpick crossbows. The miniature medieval weapon can send a toothpick through a light bulb, but more importantly proves Chinese kids are totally metal. Also today in the novelty frozen food section, a terrifying display... sorry, I'm being handed breaking news from... It says from the future... I am a really smelly butt, and I should be fired because my butt smells. That's real professional, ladies. Now look at the old prospector report. Lucky Joe Filthy breaks into the top 5. Fortunate Carl the Bird Thief drops to 4. Blessed Country Arbuckle hops up a spot to 3. The second spot belongs to serendipitous Shantytown Seymour Jr. And the top turn of the century gold prospector this week, surprisingly enough, Unlucky Jeremy. For more news that's too dumb to be true, check out the Team Tiger Awesome Show every Sunday on the Jericho Network right here on Podcast One.
Go subscribe to the Team Tiger Awesome Show at Apple Podcasts. Be sure to leave them a 5-star rating and review. Leave all the Jericho Network podcasts 5-star ratings and reviews. Killing the Talent with Storm and Cyrus. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, talking with Deep Purple this week. The Raven Effect. Man, Raven is such a smart guy and super funny. Go listen to this podcast. And of course, the 1-year anniversary of Keeping It 100 with Conan. Happy 1 year. My favorite show on the Jericho Network. Go check it out. Beyond the Darkness as well. Keeping the You Scared to Death 5 days a week with brand new episodes. And you can get in on their True Crime Tuesdays as well. Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, the two guys behind Beyond the Darkness, are doing weekly True Crime Tuesday podcasts. But you can only get that by signing up at patreon.com for just $5 a month. You'll get a new episode every single Tuesday. And the episodes are all commercial free. No commercials. Sign up at patreon.com. One last thank you to you for listening. And also to all the tremendous sponsors here at Talk is Jericho. DDP Yoga. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho to get 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDP Yoga related merch. NatureBox. Sign up at naturebox.com/Jericho. Get 3 free snacks with your first battle choice. ZipRecruiter. Go to ziprecruiter.com/Jericho. Post your job for free. Little Caesars. Get extra most bestest pizza for just $6 at participating locations. And of course, Geico. Save money on your car insurance. Thank you for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. And next Wednesday, after the great weekend that you're going to have, third time's a charm for one of my favorite guests, Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour, returns to Talk is Jericho. It's Corey Taylor number 3 here on Talk is Jericho. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay hard. Stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs. And a big yeah, boy. You know I love you, man. I love to love you, baby. Here we go. Thank you, Bizarre. John Biner. Oh, yeah. Rockin' Robin. Newt. Hello, Herc. Hey, Herc. Hey, Herc. Hey, Herc. Hey, Talk is Jericho. Hey, Talk is Jericho. Yeah, boy.
Listen to new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.